Do you hear that? Stop. Listen for a sec. That's the sound of background noise, and it's starting right now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. As always, super stoked for today's episode. This is just going to be one of the cutest episodes ever. We're talking to this little indie folk band out of Edmonton here called Jed and the Valentine. And I really like your little description on like Instagram and your website where it's just like two kids in love that just like to make music. It's adorable. But I always like to get the show started. I will just let you tell us a little bit about yourselves and kind of your shtick.
You want to go for it, Jonas?
Sure. Yeah. Well, firstly, thank you so much for having us on. I'm Jonah. I'm one half of Jen the Valentine.
And I am Maria, and I'm the other half.
And yeah, we basically, our story is that we started dating first and then gradually got into music together. And it has just evolved into this really wonderful thing that we get to share together. And it's something very intimate for us because we do pretty much like everything all the way down from like the songwriting to the music production to the, you know, t-shirt graphic design Maria does. So it's a very personal project, and it's something that we're really proud of, and it's something that is very fun to share together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cute. And I love that you mentioned your t-shirt design, because I was actually looking at that before before the show got started here. I absolutely love it. Where can people, I also noted you have a show not too far away from me next week, and the episode will be out by then, but I'm going to try to make it, because where can you get the t-shirts? Is it only at the shows right now?
Yeah, I mean, for Edmonton locals, we've been doing like a drop-off or pickup kind of deal too. But we're also open to shipping if people are willing to, you know, foot the bill for it. It's just that like shipping is such a, you know, it's tough for small businesses or like people who aren't, you know, corporations to navigate that. But we do bring all of our merch to every single show that we're at, even if it's like a market that we're just busking at. Like, we always have our t-shirts and our CDs, so anywhere you can find us, you can find our merch too.
Amazing. And how did you go about your name?
Okay so this goes kind of, it stems from before we even really started doing music together. Jonah had a solo project after a kind of catastrophic falling out with his last band.
Yeah.
And he started using a looper pedal to kind of fill out the sound in the music that he was creating. And I remember that another artist who was really popular for that at the time was Ed Sheeran. And so we kind of joked about how Jonah was like the bootleg Ed Sheeran, or Jed Schmeeran, if you will. It was all endearing, of course, but it just kind of, it stuck. And one day we were brushing our teeth and we were talking about what it would be like if we started doing music together, just because we do both have that background in music. And Jonah goes, well, if I'm Jed Schmeeran, and you have the middle name Valentine, what if we called ourselves Jed and the Valentine? And I stopped brushing my teeth and I was like, whoa, that's kind of good. Like, that kind of works. So I guess it just stuck from there.
Amazing. Honestly, I feel like it is very fitting for just your vibe and your style of songs in general. I want to talk about some of your songs off your debut album that just came out not too long ago, earlier this year. Awake. Let's talk about the title track first. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Totally. I think the story behind it that I like to share at our shows is that the main instigating moment that inspired the song was I was coming home from a late night grocery run after work, from Walmart, which sounds like the bad beginnings of a story, but hopefully you can bear with me. But essentially I got back to my car, and my car is a total crap box. It's, got like a really, shattered windshield that's spiderwebbed all the way across. And it was, I think, minus 50 at that time. So it was really, really cold, so much so that the frost got on the inside of the windshield. So I tried blasting my heat and AC so that I could get that defrosted. My glass is fogged up immediately. So all in all, there were three things in the way of me just seeing, period. And so I was just sitting there and I was trying to warm up, and somehow, like, through all those things, all these like obstacles in the way, through the tiniest sliver, I could just make out the beautiful full moon in the sky that night that I never noticed until that point, because I was so caught up in my post work life. And I was just looking at it and I was just thinking to myself, man, it's really wonderful that there are things that, despite everything in the way, they're just so beautiful that they command to be seen. And it gave me a jolt of life, you know. I also, you know, I'd like to say that I'm a pretty spacey person. I am quite dissociative at times. So having moments like that where, you know, you get a jolt of life and you feel really present is something that's kind of rare. And that's also something that, you know, I definitely experience when we're playing shows and writing music and stuff. It's one of those few moments that I feel really present. And so the idea behind the song was trying to like capture that feeling of like finally kind of like rising to the surface of, I guess, feeling almost like unconscious, just kind of letting like life, you know, pass by without recognizing it for what it is.
Wow, that was so deep. I love that. What a wonderful story.
A bit long-winded, I apologize.
No, that is A-okay. We are going to listen to that song right away, Awake, off of their debut album. And then when we come back, we'll chat a little bit more about some of your tunes.
Out into the night to tessellate my mind. Windshields shatter all the same, begging frost to turn to rain. Ooh, ooh, focused eyes only tantalize as my hands start to bleed. Lovely, the moon in the sky commands to be seen. dime lost in the waves. It always feels so still before it quakes, quakes. Damn, it feels so good to be awake.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're chatting with Jed and the Valentine. I'm going to say the cutest folk band in Edmonton. It is just...
oh my gosh, thank you.
I love the songs, the vibe, everything. And so you guys just released an album earlier this year called Awake. It's your debut album. So I want to talk a little bit more about some of the songs on them. One of them in particular, I think, was the one that I stumbled upon you guys with. And that was Rocky Mountain, Carry Me. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Yeah, I wrote that song with the camping trips that we used to go on with all of our friends in mind. Every year for a good stretch of years, I don't even know how long it was, but it was kind of a tradition for us for a while. We would go to Two Jack Campground out near Canmore and Banff, and we'd just spend like a week camping with our friends and just kind of unplugging from the world. And it was just a beautiful experience to be there with our friends and, you know, to have that mountain air and to be able to just, you know, walk around and feel so unchained from society and from life in general. Just having like the best time ever. And I wanted to write a song that really encapsulated that feeling of, you know, despite not showering for like a week straight, like your only showers being in the lake or in the river, not really feeding yourself very well because all you're eating is like veggie dogs and hot dogs and marshmallows. The only like entertainment you're getting is not from your phone. It's from the people that are around you and from playing cornhole at, you know, 9 p.m. It's very hard to kind of distill that into a piece of music. So I feel like sometimes, you know, in that song, we try and cram everything we can into it. But I wanted it to feel that way too. I wanted it to feel like you're just trying to jam, you know, all the good things about camping and the outdoors and especially the Rocky Mountains here. I just wanted to cram it all into the song. So Jonah really helped me to bring that one to life.
I love that. That's awesome. And so, with your album, I notice you have a little Alberta tour happening this summer. Why don't you tell me a bit about that tour? Has it started? It hasn't started quite yet, has it?
It's like we've kind of been getting into it. I think we've got a few shows from that under our belt. But it also seems like we just, you know, we keep adding little things here and there. Like last night, right after I posted our big tour poster, we got asked by Major Love to open for them at the Varscona Theater. And so that happened last night, but that was just one of those things where, you know, last minute, we just, you know, added it to the list of shows for the summer because we're trying to just say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have quite a few left for the rest of the summer. And I think we are maybe two shows in, Jonah?
Yeah, I think so. And we're also going to branch out also a little bit outside of Alberta. We're going to be going to BC to a couple different festivals, which is going to be awesome, and house concerts. I'm really, really pumped for that. So yeah, it's going to be an ambitious summer. I'm really grateful that my day job was able to give me the time off. We're really excited for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be nice to see what it feels like to be on tour because we've never experienced that before. So I think that kind of diving in, you know, right into the deep end for this summer will be a really good taste of what the life is like and a good litmus test to see if we're cut out for it.
Amazing. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your live shows quick? What do they kind of look like?
Totally. So the way that we usually do them, it kind of depends. There's the version where it's just us, and then we've been more recently playing with some, like a full band. When it's just us, we have one person playing guitar, usually me, and then Maria plays banjo for a lot of the songs. And I don't know anything about banjo, but she's shredding. She sounds great. She just put up in October. Sounds awesome. And then our vocals are usually like pretty tight harmonies. And in the meantime, I also play a kick drum and foot tambourine while we play our music, just to give it a bit of a pulse and give it more of that folksy vibe. Make it a little bit more exciting too, so it's not just guitar ballads or anything like that for the whole set.
Yeah.
And I also more recently picked up the harmonica, which is super fun. Sometimes doing all that at the same time, and then perhaps even chucking in a little bit of ukulele. That's kind of our live show. We also really love interacting with the crowd a bit more, making it more of
kind of an experience instead of just a just being sang or sung at for an hour straight.
And also more, I feel like we want to go for the vibe of you have just come into our living room and we're showing you these songs. It's not just like us on stage. So we like chatting with people, we like talking about our stories. We like people singing along if they want to. And yeah, it's really fun. Last thing is when we have the full band, we also bust out the upright bass, get some trumpet and some fiddle, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we've been doing for our live shows over the last little bit.
These shows sound like an absolute blast. So if you're listening, you're going to want to follow them on social media because they're doing all these shows and tours, and these sound like so much fun.
Thank you. We want it to be.
They're fun to play.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about one more song before we spin it. I want to talk about your earliest single real quick. Call Me On Your Way.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I always like to dig as deep as I can and ask about the very first song because I always get the best responses. So tell me about your very first song you put out there.
Oh my gosh. Call Me On Your Way has such a special place in my heart. I believe I received it like 6 months into our relationship. Not even.
Yeah.
It was the summer of 2020. Jonah and I were still long distance. He was living in Bragg Creek. I was in Edmonton. And I remember I was lying in bed and I was just scrolling on my Instagram or something, and I get a random text message and it's an audio recording. And I'm like, oh, what is this? It was out of the blue. I had no idea what to expect. And so I open it and it's Jonah and he's singing this song that he's written. And, a few lines in, I immediately start sobbing because I realize that he's written this gorgeous song and it's just this love song for me. And I was shook. I've never had a song written about me before, especially one that was so beautiful. And it was this sweet love song about being so excited to see each other that we would just, call each other on the drive. It's only 3.5 hours, but in those first stages of a relationship, and even still now, like, we're just so excited to spend time together that even those 3.5 hours, we're just like, well, I might as well call and we'll just get to chat while we're driving, just make the most of it. And so when we decided to do music together, we naturally thought that was kind of the perfect first song to sum up what we wanted our project to look like. It's a product of our love, I guess. So yeah, that's where Call Me On Your Way came from.
And one last thing that I just wanted to mention, Maria's being very kind about this audio recording, but I was insanely sick when I recorded it.
He had strep throat. I think I may or may not have given him.
She definitely gave me strep throat. And so I was just in my basement for a few days. And wrote the song and recorded a little voice memo. And it's not my best performance because I was so sick.
But when you're on the receiving end of something like that, I just thought it was perfect. Like, it was so authentic and so genuine. And, I think it's really endearing when someone's singing with a little bit of, like, a stuffy nose or something. Or, I... A, didn't even notice it, and B, after Jonah pointed it out, I was like, it's actually really sweet. Like, it's, I don't know. I think I'm also, like, I've got my love goggles on, so I'm...
Yeah, love goggles.
It's, like, my favorite thing ever.
That's adorable. All right, well, we are going to spin Rocky Mountain Carry Me and Call Me On Your Way. And then when we come back, you actually sent me a couple songs there. I listened to them all before the show, and they are also... so cute and amazing. I love them. I can't wait to listen to them. But first, here is Rocky Mountain Carry Me.
Morning is a ghost. I'm trying to breathe. I can't show up. Just expecting it'll clear up on its own. And I'll unshell a void under the pink skies in the morning. Oh, a luxury to bask inside the glow. Oh, ain't it sweet?
Bitten, and I want my
Just call me on your way. I've got torn up shoes and frayed up laces. Call me on your way. Ripping up, I see your face and I know you won't feel gone. But just call me.
Listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. We're sitting down and chatting with Jed and the Valentine. Just such a cute little folk indie rock couple. It's adorable. Your music is just so nice. It's like, I think you described it on your website too as like a cup of coffee. It's just that warm in the morning sun kind of vibe. I love it. But you sent me a couple songs as well that I listened to before the show. Equally as great. Major Love, you mentioned earlier that you're going to be opening at one of their shows. Why don't you tell me a little bit about them?
So Major Love, we actually opened for last night, which was super fun. It was at the Varscona Theater. And so last night, I guess, is May 16th. and it was so much fun at the Varscona Theater, where I never thought we'd ever, you know, play a show. I thought it was just a theater for plays and improv and not the musical side of performing arts, I guess. I'm just not, you know, as well acquainted with the theater as I should be, but beautiful venue. And Major Love are just the nicest and most talented people ever. It's a collaboration project between Colleen Brown and Scenic Route to Alaska. And just fantastic music. We just had a blast watching them play and feel so lucky to have been able to share that stage with them.
Amazing. We're going to listen to Tear It Down from them, an absolute jam. But another one you sent me was Let You Go by Taylor Grace, and that's off of her most recent EP. It's a title track from it. Why don't you tell me a little bit about her?
Totally. Yeah, Taylor was, I think, one of the first indie folk musicians that we kind of met when we first started doing open mics in the Edmonton scene. So that was a friendship that just kind of started right during our Jen the Valentine infancy. So it's been really, really awesome to do shows together and just hang out. And, you know, honestly, she's such a genuine person and her songwriting is so sincere. Mm-hmm. And even beyond that, like watching her play live, there's such a wonderful energy about it that's like so jovial and just like captivating. And she just released her debut EP. And I think tonight we're going to go to her EP release. So yeah, the whole EP is awesome. And we've been listening to it a ton. And we're huge fans of what she's doing and looking forward to what's in the future for her.
Yeah, and special shout out there to Eric Yuremko too, who I believe she wrote the song Let You Go with. He's also just an absolutely incredible musician. And, you know, Edmonton's very lucky to have all these people in it.
Oh, for sure. Honestly, I do. And maybe it's just because I'm based slightly outside of Edmonton. I just stumble across so many amazing Edmonton bands that I listen to. And I'm like, shameless plug, Edmonton's music scene is super underrated. We have so much talent, and the community within, like, Edmonton surrounding indie music is just amazing as well.
Totally.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I think that there's something to be said. It's kind of like I feel like it's like the Winnipeg effect, you know, there's not a whole lot to do, especially in the winter in Edmonton. Like, you can't go to the mountains as easily as you can when you're living in Calgary. It's not an hour away. You know, we've only got like Snow Valley and Rabbit Hill as ski hills, and you know, it's just a different kind of vibe. There's a lot less going on outside of like the festivals. So when people are at home and they're just kind of cooped up because it's so cold out and there's not so much to do that's out in the cold, a lot of us turn to the creative arts, and it's really wonderful because it just produces so much beautiful, beautiful work. And so I think Edmonton, yeah, I totally agree. It's so underrated in its music scene and just arts in general.
Honestly, you put it a great way. I love that. It's so cold and miserable here, and there's not a lot to do.
It's... We've got to make something out of it, you know?
And... that kind of reminds me of like the Yukon. I've met some really amazing musicians out of the Yukon of all places, and they're so amazing and talented. And I'm like, how has nobody heard of these people before? And it's probably the same kind of thing. It's so cold and miserable most of the time. You might as well just get good at your instrument.
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
Osmo, I want to listen to one more song that you sent me as well, because this one was awesome. Don't Worry, Little Duckling by Travis Matthews. Why don't you tell me a bit about that one?
I love that song so much. It's like,
yeah.
We've been hyper fixated on Travis's song Don't Worry, Little Ducklings since we first heard it like last year. And it's like every time we're looking for a feel good song, that song is like the song that we pick.
Yeah. It's just such a great lighthearted vibe. And the first time that we heard it was live when we played a show with Travis. Mm-hmm. And the way that he plays it, once again, is just very jovial. I guess jovial is the word of the day, folks. but there's just such a wonderful energy about just being in the space with Travis when he's playing. And that song in particular just, you know, makes me feel like everything is going to be all right, like he says. And so I was kind of nervous, though, because sometimes when you hear a song live first and then you check out the recording, it's like, oh, is it going to like capture that essence? And it totally does. It totally does. So we love this song so much, and we love Travis.
Amazing. Well, let's spin those handfuls of songs there. And then when we come back, we'll bring it back to you guys and talk about one of your other singles from 2023.
Time.
Listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. We're chatting with Jed and the Valentine. We just listened to a handful of songs from a bunch of other amazing Edmonton artists. Check them out. I will definitely link them all in the Instagram post for you so you can find them really easily. But I want to talk about your guys' music a little bit more, specifically the 2023 single, Shadow the Moon. That one's not on your newest album, but I wanted to talk about it anyways because I loved it. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Thanks. Yeah, we wrote that one on the front porch of Jonah's parents' house in Bray Creek, and it was the first song that we ever wrote together.
Yeah, I think Call Me On Your Way was, you know, obviously a song that I wrote for Maria. And then Shut Eye actually was mostly Maria. I had like the idea for the chords and I was like, hey, like, I don't know what to do with this. And then she wrote everything in a night. And I was like, oh, great. Okay, cool. We'll do that. And so Shatter the Moon, when we finally like recorded it, that was like the one where we first, you know, we were sitting down together. It's very intentional. We were like, okay, let's try to do this. And, you know, when it came to like what we wrote it about, it was, you know, in the thick of COVID where things were like really unclear if, you know, the world was going to end. And so the song kind of just talks about those themes of just having someone there through it all to help you get through it. And it just, I really enjoy the process of how the songs evolve. It's so cool to like think about how first the song was just, and it's, we were developing it on my parents' front porch, and then we start recording it and we flesh out the sound way more, adding drums and bass and ukulele and whatever, and it becomes like a whole other thing that we can't even, it's yeah, I don't know, it becomes a whole new beast. And yeah, I'm really proud of that song.
Amazing. Where do you guys go about recording?
We record everything in our bedroom, actually.
Honestly, that's the way to go about it. You're never limited to time anymore when you do it that way.
That's yeah. Super true. And, you know, it saves a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's nice to have the control, too, I will say. Like, that we don't have to worry about bothering anyone with the constant, like, oh, what if we change this? Or, like, you know, you made this a little bit louder. Can we make it even a little bit more louder? Or, you know, the back and forth. Especially because I feel like Jonah and I are both pretty indecisive people. So we like to hear, you know, especially when we're putting our songs together, we like to hear what all of our potential options are when we're trying to flesh out an instrumental or something, or a vocal performance or whatever it may be. We like to really go through our options. And so I think that is a little bit harder when you have, you know, an extra person in the room and someone that you are worried about wasting the time of and everything. So doing it at home, it just clears so much of that up, and it feels really, you know, freeing to be able to just do it at your own leisure.
Yeah. I also think it helps our sound feel a bit more personal. It's one of those things that, like, you know, since it is something that we work really hard on, and it's literally just in our bedroom with a hand-me-down interface and a couple speakers and my laptop that barely runs. It's like, I don't know. I think there's an energy about it, where, you know, we pour a lot of effort into it, and it's not perfect, but it's honest, and it's more authentic to us and the sound that we're trying to go for.
Yeah, it's more of that like homemade cookie vibe versus a store-bought cookie vibe, you know?
Exactly.
Perfect way to put it.
Awesome. Well, we are going to listen to Shadow of the Moon, and then unfortunately we do have to wind down the show a little bit, but I do want to talk about one more song that is off your debut album.
Noises of the highway in my ear. Can barely hear you now, but you're singing clear. Singing la da 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 da. Etch it into my skin now, darling. Watch it all fly in the morning. Saying la da da da.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed talking to Jed and the Valentine as much as I did. You guys are just so cute. Your songs are cute. Your sound is cute. It's amazing, and I love it.
Thanks so much. That means a lot.
Thank you.
And we've had so much time chatting with you too.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. I want to chat about one more song off your debut album. I do believe this was the first single to release off of it, coming out in 2023, Left in June. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Yeah, that song, you know, we hold near and dear to our hearts. We wrote it, I believe, about a year before we released it. And the first iteration of Left in June sounded very different from what it is now. You know, the chorus wasn't what the chorus is now. It sounded much less, you know, I guess, like, the hook wasn't as catchy. Like, there's just so many things that didn't quite feel right. And so we spent quite a bit of time workshopping it before we decided to record it. And the whole song is just about kind of realizing that it's time to start really, like, appreciating what you've got and you know, living your life. And I think it ties really well into our title track of the album, Awake, because both of the songs are just about, you know, instead of letting life happen to you, really being an active agent in it, I guess, you know, really experiencing things as they're happening and you know, choosing your own path and making things happen for you. And so Left in June is about realizing that maybe you haven't been doing that and wanting to make that change. And so that's why, you know, even though it was a single that we initially released on its own, we decided that it worked too well for the album to not keep it on there.
Honestly, I love it. That's amazing. We're going to spin that right away here. But before we do, I know we mentioned your summer tour. There's going to be dates in Alberta, a couple in BC, so keep an eye on them for that. But is there anything else we should be keeping an eye out on you from?
If you want to follow us on Instagram or TikTok or anything like that, we post a ton of videos and updates on there. But we're already starting to record new songs and hopefully a new album that'll be out probably in the new year. But we are working on that. We have some really cool projects on the way as well that I'm not too sure if we can talk about just yet. But yeah, if you'd like to stay updated, please check out our socials, just at Jen the Valentine on everything.
Yeah, we're really excited to share about some of the collaborations that we're going to be doing with some other local artists, but everything is a little bit under wraps right now, so we can only say that there's exciting things happening. We just can't say what yet.
Honestly, even the more reason to go give you guys a follow. You are super active on TikTok and Instagram, which is awesome. So if you're a person that likes a lot of content, definitely give them a follow. You guys have just like little cute singing videos all the time and just do the impromptu songs. And I love that. So thank you again so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And I hope to make it out to one of your shows in Alberta here this summer. This is Left in June from Dead and the Valentine. You can find it on their debut album that just came out not too long ago, Awake.
Don't think you'd recognize my voice on the phone. Grace my eyes and fossilize down in rivers old. But you found the vine, a voice like wine. Statues left in June will try to find. Told you I was fine, but I've been dying. Oh, dandelion.
voice like mine. Statues left and children try to find. Told you I was fine, but I've been dying all my life. I've been dying all my life.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.